And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, and thank you for listening in to the Faith Walk Radio message today. As always, I have some eye-opening scriptures and points to make on strengthening your faith walk with the Lord through consistent prayer. Yeah, having that one-on-one prayer time with God. I've gone over this the entire month of January, and I've gone over it many, many times before for those who have listened to my messages over the years. So, title of the message today is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. Yes, making prayer your life foundation lays the groundwork, the infrastructure, the concrete foundation, or steel walls around your home. For example, around every aspect of your life. Scripture of the day, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And it says this, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Also, another scripture I will be talking about today a lot comes from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it says this, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So before I start the study here, if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio message here, my name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. Yep. As I said a minute ago, making prayer your life foundation will give you focus, clarity, will help you see things for what they really are, and give you the confidence, yeah, the confidence that builds your faith. So, understand that prayer changes things and situations always. So, knowing what the Word of God says about prayer is important, and the focus of my message today is about faith, love, joy, hope, as I always do almost in every single message I try to. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know that there's hope, if you don't have enough faith as a mustard seed to rise up off the bed of depression, then how do you prosper in all those things that are available to you through the Word of God? Amen? So, again, the title of the message today is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. And knowing what the Word of God says about prayer, that one-on-one alone time with God. Because prayer, that one-on-one time, is essential, folks, to enjoying your life. Yeah, while dealing with distractions in your life, because at the end of the day, after all hell breaks loose, is what my mother would say, they're only distractions. A trick the adversary uses to camouflage messy situations, right? So again, glad you tuned in today. Hello, hello. Although it is only the second month in the year of 2018, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel it's like month four or five. I feel like I'm in April or May. So much has happened in January. Good stuff, distracting stuff, irritating stuff. Everybody's human, right? Situations changing from 1 hour to the next. So I know folks are more busy than ever. And more drama than ever, right? All those negative things and situations in your life, folks, I know it's not funny, but sometimes you just have to smile about it. Remember, the scripture says the joy of the Lord is your strength. They're nothing more than distractions caused by the adversary to trip you up, make you think you are standing alone or standing still, going nowhere, which are all lies, by the way, because as long as you walk with Christ, folks, yeah, as long as you walk with Christ, pattern your life after Christ, you are going somewhere right now. You are living in the hope and promise of God right now. Amen? Why? Because when you are on a God, Jesus Christ road in your life, you are always going somewhere. You are always pressing through, moving forward towards the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Word tells us, right? Yeah, peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy of the Lord that gives you strength. In other words, you're going somewhere. No matter what's going on in your life, whatever you're stressing out over, peace is available to you. Joy should always be in your spirit. Amen? So Philippians 4, chapter 6 and 7 says this, as I move on into the main message here, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, I had to throw that scripture in again because we are talking about, if you're just tuning in, title of the message is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. And the scripture says here, folks, no matter what's going on around you, this is what Philippians 4, 6 through 7 tells us. Be anxious for absolutely nothing, but in everything you do, everything you take to God in prayer, every single thing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So when your foundation, when you make prayer your life foundation, guess what happens? You are not anxious for anything. You are going to God in everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for my joy. Thank you for my peace. I just thank you for waking me up this morning. You are in a spirit of thanksgiving, right? Let your request be made known to him. So when you go to him and you pray, you're not anxious. You're just, okay, I'm humble, Lord. And whatever comes this day, if something is wrong, if something goes wrong, if something's done wrong to me, just guess what, God? I'm going to forgive. I'm going to love. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have peace. You get the point here? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything you pray. So your life foundation has to be built on having a consistent fasting and prayer life with the Lord. Amen? So as I move on here, and for those that are just tuning in, I've just read Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Now I want to take you to verses 8 and 9 that tells us what we have to do to live in that everyday spirit. Here it is. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Got to stop you right there. After all is said and done, this is what you do. Meditate on positive things, not negative things. Get rid of the anxiety and replace it with joy and peace and forgiveness and love and hope and understanding and wisdom. So many tools that you can use to get past whatever, right? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, think about it. Meditate on it. Bask in it. Have joy in it. Meditate on these things. Verse 9, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Going back to Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing. What's the point? And I'm going to take you back and try to give you a visual of the children of Israel. Manna by day. In other words, whatever God gives you that day, have faith that tomorrow he's going to also give you what you need tomorrow and the day after. Why worry about what you will eat and drink and the clothes on your back? Be anxious for nothing, but meditate on hope and joy and love and peace. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter about the politics you hear, yes, we know life is different now. Times appear to be a little bit more harder spiritually for people to stand on their faith. And no, manna by day. In other words, the children of Israel were not able to take up the manna that they were going to eat for the day because it would spoil. And I take that to mean God wants you to depend on him every single day. Every single day. So you got to have hope and faith every single day. Going back to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So let me move on here. Again, if you are just tuning in, title of the message today, Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. And scripture of the day, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. I just read it. I'll read it again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. So let me move on here. Another scripture of the day that deals with prayer and humbling ourselves and turning away from our old ways and healing and deliverance in our life comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 14. And it says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So, several things I want to point out in this scripture before I move on. Number one is my people. My people, assuming you belong to God, to the body of Jesus Christ, right? If my people who are called by my name, called into the covering of God, right? Called and given a title of my children, my follower, right? If my people who are called by my name. So let me set up this scripture with another scripture. 2 Timothy 1:9 says this, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our work, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So again, I say to you folks, if you consider yourself called by God, used by God for his purpose on this earth, then you belong to him, right? So let me continue on. Back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So here it is, folks. You ready? If my people, you belong to God, you've confessed that he is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end, the Son of Jesus Christ. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn from their wicked ways, the things you do that are not cool with God, then only and only then will the land under your feet prosper. Yep. Only then will the land under your feet prosper you, heal you, protect you, only when you first humble yourself so you can find your way in Christ, find God's truth and God's life. When you humble yourself, folks, and pray and seek God's holy word, will the land under your feet prosper, heal you, protect you, only when you first humble yourself. So we establish that you are what the scripture describes as my people, right? Again, 2 Timothy 1:9, who saved us, called us to a holy calling, not because of our work, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So several things I want to point out to you before I have to break for a few announcements. And here they are. Humility. Yep. Humble yourself, be modest, meek, slow to anger. And the definition of humility is having or showing a modest or low estimation of one's own importance. So again, being humble, praying, learning how to live a righteous life in Christ by turning away from those things that cause you to live in sin, situations that cause you to act or react to wicked things and situations. And here's the scripture again. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the things that they do that are wicked and ungodly and unholy, only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. You have to be forgiven before any of this can take place. Then I will heal from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So here it is again. Once you spiritually grow up and out of the things, you know, those things then you will prosper in the hope and promise of God. Prosper in the areas of your finances. Prosper in joy and peace. Prosper in forgiving yourself and other people. Prosper in your marriage and your business. You get the point here? Humility is required. Building a foundation on fasting and praying is a must. And understanding that unless you do this, your land, your home, wherever you physically live, your job or your business, your marriage, your finances, your past hurts, your wrongdoings will not heal you and or your situations. You see, the healing part of the scripture is essential to life with Christ. It is. Without healing, there is no restoration, repair, or rebuilding, right? You have to be willing to stop and exercise humility. Again, the definition of humility, having or showing a modest or low estimation of one's own importance. So unless you humble yourself first, you are only talking to yourself and you are only fooling yourself. The next step is pride getting a hold of you. And we all know what happens before the fall, right? Pride comes before the fall. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. And I've been talking about several scriptures, and I'll read them really quick again. First one, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Main scripture I am talking about today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Now let's stop there for a moment. Then I will hear from heaven. When will God hear from heaven? First, when you humble yourself. Then you got to humble yourself in order to realize that you have to have that one-on-one prayer time with God. Because after you humble yourself, you know it's no longer about you or anyone else. It's about the calling on your life. You are called. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And the seek my face part is to open up your Bible every single day and study the word to show yourself approved. Study like tomorrow will not come. Look, I'm serious. And pray and seek my face. In other words, search after the Lord like hidden treasure. Pray and seek my face and turn around, do the opposite of what you've been doing. Turn from their wicked ways then. Here it is. Then and only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. So remember, forgiving of your sins is the most important thing that can ever happen in your life as a believer. Because the scripture says you have to be forgiven of your sins in order to inherit the kingdom of God, right? So before you can get to that part, you have to humble yourself, pray, seek God's face, turn from doing all the stuff that you know that keeps you distracted and disconnected from those Christ, Jesus Christ ways. And once you do that, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. And here's the part. And the scripture just doesn't stop there. It says the topper for this is heal their land. Folks, you get it all back. Prospering in all aspects of your life. Amen? These are some great scriptures today. I hope the word is ministering to your heart and your spirit today. I do have to take a quick break for some announcements. Hold tight and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight to to encourage and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back. Thank you for listening in to the Faith Walk Radio message today. If you need prayer or would like to share your Faith Walk success story, I'm listening. Yes, I would love to hear from you. I would love to pray with you. You may have an inspiring story. I welcome the opportunity to post it on my website to encourage other people, to lift their spirits. If you are just tuning into the show today, welcome, welcome. I'm closing, but feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night. Feel free to listen to this message in its entirety, or there's a bunch of other messages there that will encourage you as well. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Title of the message today is Making Prayer Your Life Foundation. Scriptures on prayer that I taught on today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and it states this: Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Also, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Had many points on that scripture today, so feel free to go back and listen from my website, www.faithwalkradio.com. So as I move on, folks, had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. I do have one last thought on this message today, and it's this. When you stay in a spirit of thanksgiving, you are reminded just how blessed you are. Yes, God reminds you every day. Oh, you brought me from here to there, Lord. Oh, I remember when I was going through that some time ago, but now look at me today. When you stop, folks, really stop and look at your life as you grow in Christ Jesus, you will be reminded of those things you've overcome. That's what prayer is all about. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, forgive me. Lord, heal my family. Lord, heal me. Lord, find me a job. Lord, grow my business. Lord, help my marriage. Lord, help my friendships. Lord, help this, that. When you go to the Lord in prayer, you grow up spiritually. Amen? So keep believing that your prayers will be answered, folks, and that God knows when to reward you with the desires of your heart. You just got to keep keeping on. Amen? And folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Walking on a tightrope with no foundation under your feet is spiritual suicide, I must say. Having nothing to catch you from falling into those deep-rooted and rotted-out hurts and pains, all I can say to that is, if you build your life on the hope and promises of God, you will never grow spiritually hungry again. You see, prayer changes things, and with a strong prayer life, it will change you. Great Word of God today. I hope you have been encouraged. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio message today. My name is Susan Rosario. I will be back the same time next week. Don't forget to go to my website at faithwalkradio.com and listen to a bunch of messages. Send me a message or prayer request. Let me know what you're thinking, how you feel, and let me know what you think about the show. And my signature goodbye is, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.